Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for your Entertainment Buzz. TV Guide Magazine's Matt Rausch joins us, and it is just about time for the This Is Us season finale. Hard to believe season two is getting ready to wrap.
Yeah, they do a somewhat shorter season than many shows. I think their idea is to make it be about more quality than quantity, and so they wrap their season a little bit earlier than many on network TV, but it is time to say goodbye to the Pearson family and all of the tears that we have shed this season, including on Super Bowl night. But the finale will happen tonight, and it's going to be more like tears of joy, I think, for the finale, because we're finally getting to the wedding of Toby and Kate. And the promo last week, if you saw the little tease for the episode, they're also trying to blow our minds a little bit by showing an older version of Jack, who we all know passed away many Super Bowl Sundays ago in the aftermath of the fire. But nonetheless, the Jack, Milo Ventimiglia, is going to somehow be there, perhaps in spirit, giving his blessing or some such thing. We're not exactly sure. If he actually shows up, then we've got another situation like Bobby in the shower in Dallas from all those years ago, which I don't think This Is Us will do. They manipulate us, but they don't really cheap out like that. But we'll see. But this is it will be a big deal for NBC, and I'm sure it's a big episode, and to say goodbye to a show that is a genuine network television hit.
Yeah, and coming in its place, I guess, is going to be a new musical drama.
Yes, right after This Is Us is over, a new episode, the premiere episode of Rise, which has been heavily promoted through the Olympics and elsewhere on NBC, begins. As of next week, it will take over This Is Us's time period an hour earlier, but the idea of Rise is to give us another emotionally charged drama, which is taking elements of Glee and Friday Night Lights. The creator of Rise is the person who gave us Friday Night Lights, one of my very, very favorite shows of recent years. Again, so it's trying to be like maybe a musical tearjerker. Here we have a depressed Pennsylvania steel town where the burned-out English teacher, played by Josh Radner of How I Met Your Mother fame, he tries to revive the drama department by staging a very controversial musical, Spring Awakening. Its heart is in the right place. It's an interesting mix to try to do the music within the high school, but they don't like break out into song like they did in Glee all the time. It's not fantastical at all. It really is trying to be a more realistic look at a town and how, you know, art within the school can sort of help people come to terms with things. A lot of talk about dreams, of course, because it is aspirational TV, and we'll see whether it works.
And that is TV Guide Magazine's Matt Rausch with your Entertainment Buzz here on KMOX.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.